Well, it's time now to talk health things and things to do with your heart, in fact. Talking to Kinza from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Kinza Hussain is one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're going myth-busting. We're myth-busting and busting the myths relating to heart disease. Kinza, very good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wendy, and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And Kinza, let's get straight into it. As I mentioned, busting myths, and we've got a whole lot of questions. And the first one is, can you ever be too young to be worried about heart disease?
So no, definitely not. I think we are definitely seeing more and more young people lose their lives, whether it's to heart diseases or even strokes. Mm-hmm. And if we look at, for example, you know, we're always speaking about plaque buildup in our arteries. So that can actually start, you know, during childhood and the adolescent periods. You can have plaques start building up in the arteries. And then later on, you know, it can result in clogged arteries if we don't give it the attention it needs. And also due to the rise in risk factors, you know, such as obesity and type 2 diabetes, even in the younger age groups, we're seeing young and middle-aged people developing heart problems. So definitely can't be too young. And that's why we always say, especially, I mean, when we go out into the communities, 18 years is from that age we say, right, you need to get screened at least once a year just to know where you're sitting with on those numbers. Right. Because, you know, we also say there's hardly any symptoms. So it's something that can start very early on. So definitely not, you know, your risk does increase as you get older, but it's something that we can see in young people.
So you're never too young. So you must be very, very careful. No. And then, Kinza, if heart disease runs in your family, is it true that there's nothing that can prevent you from also developing it? In other words, you know, being hereditary?
Yes. So despite family history, you know, dramatically increasing the risk of heart disease, like you said, being hereditary, like, you know, it might be in your genes, but you can still have many behavior modification that you can implement to reduce that risk. And those are what we're always speaking about, you know, getting active, eating better, not smoking or vaping, managing your stress, getting good quality sleep, limiting the alcohol. And then, as we said, checking your numbers once a year. So, yes, you know, if it runs in the family, it runs in the family, but you can still have control over it. It's not to say there's nothing at all you can do and, you know, it's just doomed till the end. Definitely be aware of the family history. Know it exists, but also know there's so much in your power that you can do to actually reduce that risk.
Right, right. And now here's one which is at face value quite amusing, but it's actually quite serious. And it says that the question is, if you've suffered from a heart attack, should you avoid exercising? And I would guess probably exact opposite is, you know, you must with caution continue exercising.
Yes, no, definitely. You shouldn't avoid it. We say, in fact, you should start moving as soon as possible. Of course, once you've, you know, you've gotten checked out and you have an exercise plan that's approved for you. But definitely, you should get back into it. In fact, a lot of research has shown that heart attack survivors who regularly exercise and make other heart healthy changes actually live longer than those who don't. And people with chronic conditions typically find that, you know, your moderate intensity activity is safe and very beneficial. Again, of course, you'd need to just discuss this and get professional advice. But you definitely, there are programs, there are, you know, steps that you can follow to get back into it. And once that's been done, you can actually look into certain cardiac rehabilitation programs to further assist you. But we definitely don't say, no, you know, you have to just sit. You can't do any sort of exercise. That's definitely not true.
That's not true at all. And should you avoid eggs if you have a risk of heart disease?
So that I think a lot of people think, like, especially they link it to cholesterol. So most of the cholesterol in the body is made by the liver, and it's not really delivered through the diet. So of course, diet does matter. We found that cholesterol levels have more to do with the fat you eat, and namely your saturated and your trans fats than the cholesterol. And I mean, you don't want to just ban the eggs, because the eggs have so much more healthy nutrients, vitamins. They are complete protein, and they've done studies, and they found that eating an egg a day hasn't been linked to higher rates of heart attack or strokes. But of course, how you prepare it is important, and what you're eating it with also, that would more make an effect than the egg
Then
itself.
egg itself. And then looking at coconut oil, is it a healthy superfood? Okay, Kinza?
Hello.
Hi,
Yes,
yes. Are
I
you back
lost you there
again?
for a moment, but we're back
Okay,
on.
coconut oil, is it a healthy superfood?
So unfortunately not, and a lot of people think it is, but the reason it's not healthy is because it actually contains over 90% of the saturated fats, which are the bad fats, although it is different from the saturated fat we found in the animal products, but still, nevertheless, it is the bad fat. And that saturated fat, it raises the good and the bad cholesterol. But the fact that the bad cholesterol is raised just outweighs the fact that even the good one is raised. So it's because of that saturated fat content that unfortunately makes it not as healthy as
As
people
people
see
think.
it to be.
And then another one which probably goes down the avenue of fads is pink Himalayan salt. Is it a healthier alternative?
So pink salt and a lot of other gourmet salts tend to contain trace minerals that are maybe not found in table salt, and that's maybe why people are, think it's good. But it's in very small amounts, and these minerals you can actually find them in larger quantities in other healthy foods like vegetables. And what's important to note is that the pink salt still contains sodium and chloride, and sodium is what causes all the damage. We know that we shouldn't be taking in more than 5 grams of any salt per day, from all sources. So the best thing would always be to replace the salt with fresh herbs. So yeah, again, pink salt is not a
It's not
healthy
the,
alternative,
you know, once it,
unfortunately.
as I said, you know, you've got to maybe watch out for fads. And, you know,
Yes,
coconut
definitely.
oil and Himalayan salt and all that all sounds all, it almost sounds healthy. But if you start
Yes.
analyzing it, it's not. Now, getting back to an old favorite, fat-free or reduced fat milk, is that healthier?
So, first of all, milk can be included in a heart healthy diet. There is mixed evidence about whether full fat or reduced fat products are healthier. Some studies show one is better than the others, but there isn't enough conclusive evidence to recommend one over the other. The fat in the dairy does raise your cholesterol, which for most healthy people is not an issue. But if you do have existing, high cholesterol, bad cholesterol, heart disease, then it might be worth going to the reduced fat products. But I think also very important to bear in mind is how much of the milk you're actually taking in. If you're taking very little, in the day, and there's something else in your diet that you need to change, which is more detrimental to your heart health, then I would say go for that rather than just, sometimes people just tend to just stick to low fat, low fat, low fat when they're taking so little in the day, and then there's so many other bad foods that they're
Yes,
eating.
yes.
So it comes down to the individual, their risk factors, and how what their dietary pattern actually is.
It's almost like a meme that I'm sure I've seen it floating around, where a guy orders the greasiest, fattest hamburger, and then has a Diet Coke with
Yes.
it. You know, that almost, you know,
Exactly.
don't bother,
Yes.
dude.
Yeah,
But
definitely. Yes. Yeah. So you have to look at what you're doing as a whole, and how
okay.
that affects, your heart health.
Right. So you've got to look at it overall, and you know, everything in, you know, everything in its context and in the context of your
Yes.
complete diet.
Yes, 100%.
Then, Kinza, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has lots and lots of resource material. How does somebody get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation or your websites and your social media?
So, you can find all the information on our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za. The information also goes up on our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a help chat line that's open to the public. And the number for that is 021-422-1586.
Great. Kinza, thank you very, very much. And of course, this chat will be on our website later today as well, wildcoastradio.co.za, and on your social media platforms. So thanks very much for the chats, and we'll chat again next week, Tuesday.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Kinza. Cheerio. Then that's Kinza Hussain, who's a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us this morning about myths around heart disease, and we do our own myth busting here on Wild Coast Radio from time to time.